Tresha, the Sefer Erechid, Daf Lamed Aleph. We will begin on Daf Lamed Aleph, Amar Aleph, at the Mishnah, at the top of the Amid. Our Gemara begins to discuss now the halachas of selling a home in a Bais Ir Choyma. Bais Ir Choyma, as we will see in our Perek, is a home in a city that has a wall around it. And here the halacha is that if somebody sells such a home, he has up to a year, and that we will describe what a year means, to buy it back. And if he doesn't buy it back within the year, then it remains the buyer's permanently. So says the Mishnah, Maicha Bayis Abati Yerchayma, if somebody sells a home in the Abati Yerchayma, Hareza Goyim Yat, he could redeem it immediately. The goyel kol shnei masach chodesh, and he could continue doing so for the next 12 months. There is a machlokes rishonim, and we will see perhaps that this machlokes rishonim has relevance to understanding the Gemara. If it's only by a bais achuza, a home in a bais irchayim that somebody has as an inheritance, all the halachas that we're discussing applicable, or is it even in a bais mikna? If somebody bought a home in a bais irchoima, does that halacha apply? So the halacha again is that if somebody sold a home in a bais irchoima, he has up to 12 months to buy it back. So comments the Mishnah, harezek min ribis vein ribis. It's sort of like ribis, not like ribis. What does it mean? Because if I sell the home to you in the Bais Ir Choyma, and then you're on that property for 6 months, and after 6 months I come back to get my, and I come back and buy it back, so what happened is that you lived on this property, you the buyer lived on this property for 6 months without paying any rent. What was, so to speak, why? Because the fact that you gave me money and I had use of this money for those 6 months is the reason you lived on it without paying, which is similar, as we're going to see in the Gemara, to a ribis situation. It's not exactly a ribis situation, but it's somewhat like ribis. And even though our Mishnah Paskins explained that Achroinim, that it's not ribis, and the Gemara will explain why indeed it's not to be considered ribis. Say the Paiskim, the Lechatchila, one should avoid it, because if our Mishnah says it sort of looks like ribis, it's obviously a situation that ought to be avoided. Continues the Mishnah, Meis Hamoicher, if the seller dies, Yiga Benoi, his son redeems the house. And if the buyer passes away, then you can redeem it from his son. There's actually a question in the Masechta Kedushin if the halacha that a bais ir choyma should be redeemed was said to the kroivim as well, or was it only said to the person that sold the house? And Rabbi Nezer wants to suggest, based on this Mishnah, that it seems that our Mishnah holds that the din of Bate Erechayma were only said to the seller and not to any other relatives. The fact that our Mishnah has to emphasize that halacha regarding the son, isn't that an indication, suggest Avinezer, that anyone else doesn't have the right, and that should therefore be an answer to the question in Masechta Kedushin? Says Avinezer, not necessarily. Because what our Mishnah maybe is teaching us, says Avinezer, is that when a son is goyo, the house that his father sold in the Bati Erechayma, it is not the regular halachas of redemption apply, but it falls into the category of Yerusha. And therefore, the money of the estate can be used to redeem the house, when the house will come back to the estate, the halachas of Yerusha will apply, which means that the Bechor will get a double portion, only sons will get from that Bayis Ir Choyma, not daughters. And therefore it could well be that our Mishnah is just focusing on the aspect of Yerusha, but not, says the Avi Nezer, is our Mishnah trying to teach us that this rule applies strictly to the son, not to any other Yarshim. Continues the Mishnah, Ein Moinim Shana El Mishar Shemachar. The clock begins to count from when the house was actually sold. Shnemar Ad Melois Loishana. A year from the time of the sale. Kishu Oimer Tamima. When the Pasuk says the word Tamima, Lahavi as Chodesh Ha'Iber. It comes to add the 13th month, that if it was a leap year and there are two Adars, so we don't count the 12 months, we count 13 months. Rabbi Eimer, Rabbi says what the Pasuk is coming to teach us, is Litan Lashana V'Iburoi. We know, as we discussed earlier in our Masechta, that a lunar year, which is the year that we count by, has 354 days. A solar year has 365 days. So says the Mishnah, when we count dates for the a year for the selling of a Bayis Ir Choyma, we counted the 365 day count, not the 354 day count. There's a Machlokes, Rashi, and Rambam how to understand the opinion of Rebbe. According to Rashi, Rebbe and the Tanna Kamma are actually arguing. And according to Rebbe, the Pasuk is teaching us that we count 365 days under all circumstances. And according to the Rambam, we always count 12 months, but if it's a leap year, then we'll add a month because of the being a leap year. So in a year of a leap year, it'll actually be, according to Rashi's understanding, the Rabbanon who are more lenient than Rebbe. The Rambam, however, disagrees. And the Rambam seems to learn that Rebbe is always lenient. That in a regular year, Rebbe says that we don't just count 354 days, we actually count 365 days. And in a leap year, he will agree with Rabbanon that we add the extra month. Says the Mishnah, if the 12 months come and the house wasn't redeemed, it now becomes the buyer's. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, that this rule applies whether the house was bought or was given as a gift. So the Sfas Emes discusses that if the house was sold, so the price that the seller gets the house back at is the price that he received. But if the house was given as a gift, says the Sfas Emes, how do we appraise it? At what rate do we appraise it that the gift giver could get it back? Says the Sfas Emes, we look at what the house was worth at the time that it was given. And whatever value it had at the time that it was given as a gift is the value that we will appraise it at, that the gift giver would have to buy it back at. Furthermore, the Rishonim debate if someone sells a house in a Bayis Ir Choyma, does he have the right, does the buyer have the right to make a stipulation with the seller that the seller is foregoing his ability to redeem the house in 12 months. Does he have that right to make such a tanai, or such a tanai cannot be made, and he certainly can redeem it no matter what? So our Mishnah taught us that even though the house was sold, then we don't follow the anniversary in a leap year, we give it 13 months. The Chasam Sofer uses the concept that our Mishnah teaches us and that the Gemara will elaborate on, to speak about a number of areas of halacha. One area of halacha, because he explains, he quotes the Ramban. The Ramban says that what is the concept that our Mishnah speaks about 13 months, 12 months, that somebody has the right to redeem it up to this time. So the Ramban says that up to 12 months, a person still feels an attachment, feels a connection to this property, and therefore there's a real strong possibility that he will redeem it in that time. Once the 12 months are up, his attachment diminishes, and once his attachment diminishes, we're not concerned that he will redeem it anymore, says the Chasam Sofer. Based on what the Ramban says, we see that in the leap year, the attachment is not just 12 months, but actually the attachment in a leap year is 13 months. And he gives an explanation as to why. He says, where is this relevant, he says? He says, for a yard site, let's say somebody passed away in other region. So 12 months later, if the next year, the 12 months later is not other, Rish is not an other. 12 months later is in Shvat. Yet his yard site is commemorated in Adar, which is 13 months later, not 12 months later. Clearly the reason for that, says the Chasam Sofer, is as we learned in the Mishnah, that we give him 13 months to redeem the field. And the Chasam Sofer explains why. The Chasam Sofer explains that the reason Chazal said that after a year, people begin to forget, is that once a whole year goes by, with all of the seasons, winter and summer, and all of the Yom Tovim and all of the different times that come through the year, people begin to forget. So in a regular year, all of those experiences take place over the course of 12 months. In a leap year, those experiences, say the Chasam Sofer, take 13 months. And that's why the yard site is commemorated only after 13 months, because only after 13 months does that, what happens in the course of a year, begin only after 13 months. And the Chasam Sofer applies this concept of 13 months to other areas of halacha that the Chasam Sofer says that we don't say it, in a leap year we give it 13 months, not just 12 months. He speaks about Parsha Zohar. We know that we have a Chiyuv D'Oraisa, Zohar Tishkach Esh Sh'asluch HaMalek, to commemorate what HaMalek attempted to do to us. And that's why every year we have a Parsha Zohar where we read Parsha Zohar to remember Zechiras Mechiyas HaMalek. And the question comes up that if the time for remembering is 12 months, what happens in a year that's a leap year? So from one year Parsha Zohar to the next year Parsha Zohar will actually be more than 12 months. And some people in such a year have the custom that when in the summer we read Parshas Kiseitze, where Zechiras Mechiyas HaMalek is mentioned, they have in mind to remember what happened, to remember Amalek, and therefore it won't be a more than 12 months passing that they will have not remembered Zechiras Mechiyas HaMalek. The Chasam Sofer himself, however, says that we know that there were different customs regarding how often they finished all Chamisha Chumash Torah. We have the minhag that we finish the entire Chamisha Chumash Torah on an annual basis, on Simchas Torah. But not every community had that minhag. Apparently, originally, the minhag in Eretz Yisrael was to finish the Chamisha Chumash Torah in the course of 3 years. So in those communities, you didn't have Parshas Kiseitze read every summer.
And if you didn't have Parshas Kisetze read every summer, so then you don't have this option in a leap year to remember by Parshas Kisetze to be Yoytze Zechiras Mechias Amolek. So what did they do? Says the Chasam Sofer, based on his explanation, that we're learning now that in a leap year, it takes 13 months to commemorate what normally takes just 12 months in other years, says the Chasam Sofer. If so, in a leap year, indeed there are 13 months from one Parsha Zohar to another Parsha Zohar, but that's fine, because in such a year, it takes 13 months to, so to speak, forget. Similarly, the Chasam Sofer says, and we've mentioned this in our shiur previously, there is a takana for Rabbeinu Tam, that even though we learned the Gemara Masecht Ksuvis, that a husband inherits his wife, but Rabbeinu Tam instituted that if Rachmana Litzlan, a wife passes away within the first year of a marriage, the husband doesn't yarshin the wife. And in fact, we've mentioned that that is why Rabbeinu Tam was called Rabbeinu Tam, because the pasuk says the Tam Lurik Kaichachem, and the in the Toichacha, and the pshat in the pasuk is that if somebody, a father-in-law, worked and gave his daughter a dowry, and then the daughter of Rachman Slam passes away so quickly in the first year of marriage, then his money ends up being transferred to the son-in-law, who he really has very little connection to. So Rabbeinu Tam made this rule. So Chasam Sofer again discusses, and what will be if this first year of marriage is a leap year? So is it 12 months or 13 months? Says the Chasam Sofer, it's 13 months. But it's interesting to note that I saw a tshuva from the Kol Zman Rebbe in Shaios HaTshuvos Divrei Yatziv, that he discusses, we know, there's a concept that when a chassan gets married, the concept of Shana Rishayna. And Shana Rishayna says, the minig is, there's certain menhagim in Shana Rishayna, most notably that during the Shana Rishayna, a chassan doesn't leave the home without the kalah. And the question that the Kol Zman Rebbe discusses is, how long is the Shana Rishayna? Is it 12 months? Or if it's a leap year, is it 13 months? Says the Kol Zman Rebbe, that since this entire concept of Shana Rishayna is only mentioned by the Chinuch, it's not really quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, and there is no clear indication if the Shana Rishayna, what should be the halacha in the Shana Rishayna of a leap year. So he says there is a Zoyar. The Zoyar says that the Shana Rishayna is only held for 12 months. So says the Kol Zman Rebbe that by Shana Rishayna we follow 12 months, even if it's a leap year. The Meshech Chachma gives a beautiful explanation in the entire concept in the halacha that we're learning today about Bati Erechayma. Because as we clearly see, Bati Erechayma are an exception to the rule that we've learned and learned so many times in our Masechta. In all other sales, in all other transactions of property in Eretz Yisrael, we've learned in our Masechta that when Yovel comes, it goes back, the property goes back to the original owner. Bati Erechayma are an exception, that if the seller doesn't redeem the property within the first year, it doesn't go back. Why? Says the Meshech Chachma. What is the entire concept of Bati Erechayma? He says Bati Erechayma were the cities that were well protected. And those were the cities where people would go if Chas V'Sholem they were attacked. So of course the wall around the city serves as the protection for the city. But it's not only the wall around the city that serves as the protection for the city. It's the people in the city who create that environment. And if we're going to have a situation, says the Meshech Chachma, that the people of the city weren't together for so many years, and it's only Yovel that brought them together, you could have the strongest wall around the city. But if you don't have that unity, if you don't have that relationship between the people in the city,
that city won't be well protected. And therefore, if the people weren't in the city together for a year, that city cannot be considered anymore but the Irochaima. Says the Gemara, Masnissin the like Rebbe. Amish the seems not to follow the opinion of Rebbe. The Tanya Rebbe Omer, Yomim, Ein Yom Pas Mishnayim. The Pasuk says, Vish Kiyim Kabais Mosh Irochaima, Vahosu Gulasa Atayim Shnas Mekara Yomim Til Gulasai.
So Rebbe says that the halacha is that even though you can redeem it within the first year, not the first 2 days. The Mefarshim try to understand when Rebbe says not the first 2 days, does it mean not until the third day? Or on the second day, we'll say mixes hayoim kekulai, and Rebbe will agree that already on the second day, once it has begun, you could redeem the city. Because the question is, how do we understand Rebbe's opinion? Is Rebbe's opinion that you need to wait till the third day? Or is pshat that you have to wait that 2 days shall pass? If you have to wait till the third day, so according to Rebbe, you won't be able to redeem it back until the third day actually comes. If you say you need 2 days, so once you have mixed the yom kikuloi, you've accomplished 2 days and you can redeem it. Rabbanim. The Rabbanim that say that you could, as we learned in the Mishnah, that you could redeem it immediately. Hi yomim, my avdilei. What do they do with the word yomim? Answer the Gemara. They needed to teach us that you give them a anniversary. The Rebbe, and Rebbe miyoyim liyoyim minolei. How do we know that we wait for the anniversary to pass? That means that if the city was if the house was sold in Tishrei, we don't say that when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah, comes, it's a new year, a year has passed. Rather, we wait for a whole for the anniversary. He learns it from the words Nafgalei me'at toim shnas m'karoi. Rabbanan, what did Rabbanan use that pasuk for? Says the Gemara, Humi Bailei, Shnas M'Kara Shaloi, Veloi Sheminyan Oilam. We go according to the anniversary of the sale, not according to the calendar year. The Yomim, Mi Bailei, Mei Slaves. And the word Yomim comes to teach us that not only the anniversary, but the actual time on that date. Di Mi'at Toim Shnas M'Karoi, if we only had the first pasuk, have minim yom liyom, we would think that we followed the anniversary. In Mesleis, that means if the property was sold on Yotes Shvat, so when Yotes Shvat comes a year later, it becomes the buyer's. Mesleis, but not to have to wait until the actual time on when Yotes Shvat the house was sold. Chasrak mana yom. So the way Rashi learns is if the house was sold on Yotes Shvat at Chatzos, we wait till next year, Yotes Shvat Chatzos. That's how Rashi learns. The Rambam learns that we don't just wait till Chatzos of Yotes Shvat, which is the actual moment when the house was sold. We wait until the Yotes Shvat is over. Only when it becomes Chav Shvat does it become completely the bias. Ask the Gemara, the Rebbe Me'es Leis Menolei, from where will Rebbe know this halacha? Answers the Gemara, Nafgalei Mitmima. He knows it from the word Tamima. The Rabbanan, we need the word Tamima. Teach us the halacha. Hamuvaylei Leibura. To add the extra month in a leap year. Ask the Gemara, the Rebbe Nami Hamuvaylei Leibura. Doesn't Rebbe need the word Tamima to teach us that halacha? So, where will Rebbe know this then? Answers the Gemara, Hachinami. Indeed, Rebbe will agree. But he says, Miyoyim Liyoyim, both of these halachas can be learned from the very same pasuk on the Atan Shnas Mekara Nafka. So we learned in the Mishnah Reza Kamin Ripis. Again, to review what we learned in the Mishnah, that if I sold a Bais Ir Chayma and the buyer is on it, let's say for 6 months, and after 6 months I buy it back, and it turns out that the buyer was on this property for 6 months rent free, isn't that Ribis? So the Mishnah said, "Hareza kamin ribis." So as we explained when we learned the Mishnah, it's only a sort of like ribis, but it's not actual ribis. But ask the Gemara for Tanya, have we not learned in a Braisa that such a situation, hareza ribis gemura, is considered full-fledged ribis? Elish tari tirasa. So we have here a contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braisa. The Mishnah seems to learn that it's not really considered a situation of rivis, kamin rivis. It's sort of like rivis, but not real rivis. Whereas the Braisa considers it full-fledged rivis, but the Torah in this situation allowed rivis. Answered the Gemara, how do we reconcile the Mishnah and the Braisa? Amar Rav Yochanan loy kasha. Ha Rav Yehuda v'Rabbanan. The Mishnah and the Braisa actually represent a machloikus of Rav Yehuda v'Rabbanan. The Tanya. If I owe you $100, and I put up my field as collateral, says the Braisa, does Mancha Moicha Oichel Peris, if I who put up the collateral continue eating the produce of the field, Mutter, that's certainly fine. Lekeich Oichel Peris, but if the Balchoiv, the creditor eats the payers, it's also. Why? Because there's a possibility that I'm going to pay off my debt, get back my collateral, and what you, the creditor, will have ended up with is that you got your money back and you got the payers for the term until I paid you up. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he holds apt as man, so the keich oichel payers. Even if the lekeich is eating payers, it's mutter. And on Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda said, Maisa Beisus Ben Zunin, there was an incident with Beisus Ben Zunin, Shos Sudei Mecher, where a field was put up as collateral, Apir Rabbi Lazar Ben Azariah, the lekeich oichel payers hayah, and the creditor continued eating the produce. Amrloi, so the Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yehuda, Misham Raya, your Raya is not a Raya, because there it was moichel oichel payers hayah. It was the person that put up the field that continued eating the produce for Lo Lekeach. As Rishonim explained, what happened was, Rabbi Yehuda was aware that a field was put up as collateral in a loan that Beisus Ben Zunin was involved with. And he was certain, which is normally the case, that it was the creditor who was eating the produce from the field. And therefore he used this as a clear indication that the creditor may eat the produce of such a field, and it's not considered of the collateral, and it's not considered rivis. To which the Rabbanan told him, you're right, it was a situation that a field was put up as collateral, but you're incorrect in your understanding that it was the creditor who ate the produce. It was actually the loiva who continued eating the produce. So what is the machloikis of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan all about? The machloikis is, in a situation where it's not for sure going to be ribis, is it considered ribis or not? My benayu, explains the Gemara, what is the basis of the machloikis of Yehuda Rabbanan? Ikum benayu, Tanakama sover, the Tanakama holds, san echa beribis osur. And since here, let's think about it. If the person who put up the field as collateral will end up paying back the loan, so then indeed, the produce that the creditor ate turns out to be ribis. But if he doesn't end up paying back the loan, so then the creditor keeps the field, and therefore it's not ribis. So the Rabbanan hold, when there's only a possibility that it will be ribis, that is enough for it to be considered ribis. Rabbi Yehuda sover, Rabbi Yehuda on the other hand, sadach ribis mutter. Only when it's certainly going to be ribis. What does that mean? The classical example of ribis, where somebody lends money and he lends $100 and expects to get back $110. That is ribis. But where it's not for certain that there's going to be an interest payment, from you the whole, it's not considered ribis. Then the Sivis actually says that our Gemara, this whole piece of Gemara, is really based on a much more fundamental question. He says, when someone sells a bais ir chayma, that we're learning in our Mishnah and our Gemara, that the seller has a right to buy back the property up to a year. So let's say 6 months after he sold that he buys it back. How does the halakha view it? Does the halakha view it that as if the sale never occurred? Or does the halakha look at it? A sale occurred. One sale happened when the seller sold it to the buyer. And there's another sale taking place when the buyer sells it back to the seller. So the Nesiva says that based on this understanding of the Gemara that we just learned, it must be that the way we understand the relationship between the seller and the buyer of a bayis irchoima is that there was never a sale. Because if we're going to understand that there was a sale, and in 6 months when he buys it back there's a new sale, so why is there a discussion of ribbis? He sold it, it was the buyer's, and now the buyer decided to sell it back to the seller, even if the Torah tells him to. But it's two separate transactions, and ought not to be considered ribbis. So therefore says the Nesivos, and he says that that's what the Rashba says, that the way we need to understand the buyback of a bayis irchoima is not that it's a buyback, but it's a bitul mekach, as if there was never a sale. And here it turns out that the buyer, for giving his money to the seller, had the right to the home for that duration. The Ritva disagrees with the Rashba, and the Ritva learns that the way to understand bayis irchoima is that it's two separate transactions. First, the seller sells it to the buyer, and the buyer then sells it back to the seller. But still, says the Ritva, it's going to be considered a situation of ribbis, because at the end of the day, the buyer, for giving his money, also got an extra right of living in the property, and that's why it's considered ribbis. There's a very big nafkamina between the Rashba and the Ritva. That the Rashba, who learns the way we understand the bayis irchoima as bitul mekach, and the Ritva learns it as it's a new transaction. Will there be a need for a kinyan when the seller buys back the bayis irchoima? According to the Rashba, that says it's just a bitul mekach, that the original sale is voided, there is no need for a new kinyan. Whereas according to the Ritva, where it's considered a new transaction, first it was the seller to the buyer selling the house, and now the buyer is selling it back to the seller, so there will be a need for a kinyan. And therefore, go on the Mefarshim to say, that let's say the person who's redeeming the house is a katan, so according to the Rashba, it wouldn't be a problem. But according to the Ritva, who says that a kinyan is required, we know that a katan is unable to participate in kinyanim, and therefore we would have a real issue. So the way that Rishonim explain the machlokes at this point between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanim is, according to Rashi, tzad echad beribis, according to Rabbanon, is ribis baraisa. And the Mefarshim explain Rashi's opinion as follows. Because although when I put up a field as collateral, it could be the Rabbanim will agree that, first of all, I may end up not paying back, and then the creditor will keep the field. And even if I do pay back, it's not for certain that the creditor will have payers, because not always does a field produce payers. That's why maybe by field we would be more lenient, but here by home, where the buyer certainly lives in the home, Rabbanan considered it ribbis. But like the Braisa said, Elosha Torah Hitirosai. Tosfos has a different interpretation, and Tosfos says that no one will hold that Tzad Echad Beribbis is ribbis Beraisa. The machlokes between Yehud and Rabbanan is it ribbis the Rabbanan or not. Rav has a different way of explaining the machlokes between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Rav says the Kulam Tzad Echad Beribbis Asur. Everybody agrees that this situation that we just described is awesome, according to Rashi with the Raisa, according to Tosfos with the Rabbanan. What happened over here was that when the seller sold the house to the buyer, and as the Torah mandates, he could buy it back, and let's say he buys it back in 6 months, and the buyer lived in this house for these 6 months, he'll give then rent for the 6 months, he'll pay then rent for the 6 months that he lived there. Will that take away the Issur Ribbis? Mar Sovel, the Rabbanan hold that that won't change, that it's considered Ribbis and it's Osir. Or Mar Sovel, the Yehuda holds that since at the end he gets back, the seller gives him back his money, and the buyer gives the seller payment of rent for these months that he's lived in this house, that's why Mutter, it's not considered Ribbis. We learned in the Mishnah, Meis HaMoicher, Yigal Benoi.
that if the Malka dies, his son has the ability to redeem the hammer. Fekma Pshita, of course, why not? Maratema answers the Gemara, Ish ki yimka beis Moshe Omer Achmana, v'hai lo macher. He isn't the seller. It was his father who was the seller. Kamash Malon, v'hoisa gulos v'chamakai, the son could be the one to buy back. Furthermore, we learned in the Mishnah, meis alo keach, yigam miad benoi. If the buyer passed away, you could buy it back from his son. Again, ask the Gemara Pshita, answers the Gemara, Maratema, v'kaina oisa Omer Achmana. Only with the buyer can I get back my home. But this is not the buyer, it's his son. Kamashmon, again, teaches us the Mishnah. We could get it back even from the buyer's son. We learned in the Mishnah, we follow from the when it was sold. And Al Gemara begins to discuss a situation that we discussed in the previous year as well, where it was sold, where the buyer sold it to someone else. Tanabon, so says the Brice, Shana, when the Torah speaks about a year, any day of Shana Rishon, or Shana Sheni. How do we count the year? Do we count the year from the time that it was sold to the first buyer, or is it a year from when the second buyer got it? Kshoimer, Ad Melois Loi, the extra loy, Shana Tamima, have a Shana Rishon. We count the year from when the first buyer bought the home in the Ori Chaima. Continues the Gemara, Lemi Cholim. So now that year is up, who becomes the full-fledged buyer of it? Rabbi Lazar Amar Rishon Cholim, the first buyer, because for him it's a year. Yachrama Lashloima Mishen Cholim, the second one. The Mefarshim want to suggest that the Machloikis of Rav Elazar and Rav Yochanan is really based on a question that we discussed at the beginning of the shir, if the din of Batei Aruch Chaima is only said by Stei Achuza or even by Stei Mikna. And that Rav Elazar, who says L'Rishon Cholot, will hold that it's only said by Stei Achuza. Rav Yochanan, who says L'Sheni Cholot, says it's by Stei Mikna. Comments the Gemara. Bishlam Rav Elazar, and the day coming in, and we sold it to the first buyer. Now it's a year since it was sold to him. That's why it should be cholut to him. It should become completely his. El Rav Yochanan, my tama, how do we understand? To the second buyer, he hasn't had it a year. Omer Abba ben Mama, explains Rav Abba, man mochel erishin l'sheni kos kos tov liyodai. The first buyer sold to the second buyer all of his rights in this property. And his rights, as we've been explaining, are that after a year it becomes completely his, that he can't buy it back. That now is transferred to the second buyer. Continues the Gemara. Amar Abba ben Mama, Macha Shnei Batei Arachayma. If two homes in Arachayma were sold, Echad was sold B'chamisha Asim Adar Rishon, 15 days in Adar Rishon, V'Echad was sold the Echad Ba'ad Sheni. So we have one home sold 15 days before the other home. Zeh Shemachalai Ba'ad Sheni, and now next year, so the first year was a leap year, and the next year is not a leap year. So Zeh Shemachalai Ba'ad Sheni, the home that was sold on Adar Sheni, Kivit Shegir Yom Echad Ba'ad Shoshana Abba, next year was Chodesh Adar, also Hashanah, it's considered the anniversary. And Zesh Machla Bechamisha Asr Sha'adar Rishon, and the home that was sold on the 15th day in Adar Rishon, Lord Asr Lashonah, it will not have its anniversary at Chamisha Asr Ba'adar Shoshana Abba. So immediately comments the Gemara. Maskler Vina Velemena, and not Kadim Shkin Nur Mekandida. I lit a fire in that house before you lit the fire in the house. So what he's asking is that how could it be the one house was sold earlier than the other, yet as far as the end of the year, this first house has a later anniversary date than the second house. So the Mefarshim ask, what does one sale have to do with the other sale that he's making this comment? So the Mefarshim respond that the Gemara is referring to a situation where Reuven sold the house to Shimon on 15 days in Adar Rishon, and then Shimon sold the house to Reuven
on Echad Ba'adah Sheni.
And the Gemara is saying it seems not to be fair. Answers the Gemara, why is this argument incorrect? Mishum the Amalei, at Nachas Leibura, you sold it in the first other, therefore you have to wait, and that's considered the extra month, and therefore you have to wait till the extra month passes for the 13 months. The other one sold it another Sheni, which is not the extra month, so we followed the regular anniversary date rule. Says the Gemara, similar situation. When we learned the Masechta of Bechairis, we learned if somebody has a Bechar, a healthy animal Bechar, it should be given to the Kayan, who should be, and it should be brought as a carbon. And the carbon, we learned in the Masechta Bechairis, should be brought within the first year of the animal's life. And here too we have a situation where we have two Bechairis. Echad b'chamisha asa shalda rishon, v'echad b'echad v'adar hasheni. Zeh shenal v'adar hasheni, the one that was born in Adar Sheni, kivin shigir yon echad v'adar shalshana abo, once Rosh Chodesh Adar of the next year comes, also l'shana. We consider that a year has passed. And zeh shenal v'chamisha asa v'adar rishon, l'os l'shana, at chamisha asa v'adar shalshana abo, we have to wait until 15 days. Actually, the Mepharshim say that the Gemara is not really being 100% accurate here, because we don't really follow the birthday. We follow 8 days after the birthday, since we know that halacha is that an animal may not be brought as a carbon until it's 8 days old. Again, ask the Gemara. Maskul Avrina, Vilemele, Anok Kadim Ochol, Yerukim Akamnida. This animal was born, was eating vegetables before the next animal. How does it work? Mishum Damele. The same answer. At Nachas Libura, this animal was born in Adar Rishon, and Nolay Nachas Libura. Ask the Gemara, why do we have to say the same halacha twice? Hasu Lamali, Hanohach, aren't these two rules that we just learned identical? Answer the Gemara, Madatema, Hasam, by the halacha, but the Irichayma, the Torah uses the word the Ksiv Tamima. So that's why we add, as we learned earlier in our shir, the Eber month, the leap month. Hachar, the lights of loy, but by Bechar, where there is no such a pasuk. So maybe we should not follow such a rule. Kamashwan, the Shana, Shana, Ma'adah, the Gamri, and we always follow that year. And that's why the halacha is, when it comes to a bar mitzvah, even if a child was born in a regular Adar, but his bar mitzvah turns out to be 13 years later in a leap year, the bar mitzvah is in Adar Sheni. Furthermore, the Paiskim discuss the following situation. They discuss the situation if Reuven was born on the 29th day of Adar Rishon and Shimon was born 2 days later on the 1st of Adar Sheni, Shimon's birthday will be 4 weeks, Shimon's bar mitzvah will be 4 weeks before Reuven's bar mitzvah, even though he was born 2 days after Reuven. If the year, if the mitzvah is not a leap year, so Shimon, who was born on the 1st of Adar Sheni, becomes bar mitzvah on Rosh Chodesh Adar, whereas Reuven doesn't become bar mitzvah until the 29th day of Adar. Now, the Pais can discuss a very interesting situation. In a leap year, the first Adar has 30 days, and the second Adar has 29 days. In a non-leap year, Adar always has only 29 days. So let's say a boy was born on the 30th day of Adar Rishon, and the year of his bar mitzvah is not his leap year. So the Bein Yitzchiyan says that he becomes bar mitzvah on the 30th day of Shvat, which is the first day of Rosh Chodesh Adar. Because he says that since the 30th day of the month is the first day of Rosh Chodesh, that day is considered the first day of the new month, rather than being considered the last day of the previous month. So the birthday of somebody who was born on the 30th of Adar Rishon is the first day of Rosh Chodesh Adar, which is really the 30th of Shvat. However, there are other Paiskim that disagree with the Binyan Tzion, and they say that in such a case, the boy's bar mitzvah will be delayed until the first day of Nisan. They hold that since the boy was born on the 30th day of Adar, and in the year of his bar mitzvah, the month of Adar has only 29 days, his bar mitzvah is delayed until the day following the day, the 29th day, which is the first of Nisan. Shana Tmeima, Rabbi Omer, the Mishnah said, Litin Lashna Sedura. Tanra Abarim. Shana Tmeima, the Torah says, Shana Tmeima, Rabbi Omer, Minus Shlosh Meiv Shish Chamish Yoim, we cast 365 days, Kamin Yemei Sechama. Vaim Manim, Minus Shlosh Meiv Shish Chamish Yoim, we go with anniversary day. However, in this Abra, if it's a leap year, in this Abra Loi, the seller gets the benefit of it being an extra month, as we discussed extensively in the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah, if it wasn't redeemed, then it becomes the buyers. Tana Abonan, Litzmisus, the Torah uses the word Litzmisus, which means Lechlutit. It completely becomes the buyers. Dava Acher, Litzmisus, the Rabbis is Matana. That even if it was given to the recipient as a gift, once a year passes, it becomes his. My Tama, how do we come to this? Because the Torah says the word Tzomis Tzmises. Amru Rabbanim Kameid Rapapa. So Rabbanim said this price to Rapapa. And they said, command, the like Rameya. The Rameya, Rameya said, regarding the return of Stei Achuza by Yoivo, and he held Matana Enikamechar, and that even though a field sold goes back to the seller by Yoivul, a field given as a gift does not go back to the gift giver by Yoivul. Amar Papa, to which Papa commented, Afilu Teimer Rameya, when it'll come to Bate Yarechaymer, it could be Rameya will agree. Kushani Hacha, the Rabbi Rachmana, since the Torah added the word Litzmisus, to teach us that by a gift it becomes his forever. Amru Rabbanu Rapapa, Bamra Le Rafuna Bered Rishul Rapapa, Vagabi Yoivul, the Tziv Teshuvu, Lerabbis is Matana, that a gift goes back, and Rabbanu Rameya yet held, like a Marbi, that we don't treat a gift like a sale. Al Havad is like Rameya, and according to Rapapa, says the Gemara, that Rameya will not treat a gift similarly, will not treat a gift the same way he treats a sale of Bati Erechayim. And it will go back. Tana Bonin, Hamagdish Bayis of Bati Erechayim, Hareze Goyal. If somebody is Magdish a home of the Bayat Erechayim, he could still redeem it. The Goyal Oyum, and the Aloch is that he could be Goyal it forever. Goyal Achim Yad Hegdish, if someone else redeemed it from Hegdish, if after this buyer of this Bati Erechayim from Hegdish kept it for 12 months, it remains his forever. There is a Machlokes Rishonim. What happens when Yovel comes? Does it remain with the buyer or does it get divided amongst the Kahanim? Ask the Ramanani Mili. The Torah says the buyer keeps it after 12 months. A few, even if he bought it, via Hegdish from Hegdish. But ask the Gemara, why, if it was by Hegdish for 12 months, should it not remain Hegdish's? For Halthei Hegdish, answers the Gemara, Om Akrala Dairoisov. Only someone who is able to have generations has this halacha. Yotza Hegdish, Shaylai Dairis, and therefore the din that it remains the buyer's after 12 months permanently does not apply by Hegdish. Ask the Gemara, what does the Pasuk say, La Yotz B'Yoy V'Lomali? Omer of Safra, La Nitzcha El Amarech B'Ayis V'Bati Erechayma. The Pasuk is teaching us that if somebody sold a house in V'Bati Erechayma, and in the middle of that first year, Pogba B'Yoy V'Tosh Nasoy, that was, came Yoy V'Lomali. Sa'at Da'at Chamina Leipik V'Yoy V'Lomali, it should automatically go back to the seller without him having to have to pay for it, because it's Yoy V'Lomali. That even though Yovel has come, it will only go back to the seller if he pays for it, and of course only if he pays for it within the anniversary, the first year of the sale of the home.